The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Lowe's knows how to help you save. This July 4th, get up to 40% off select Maytag laundry appliances. Plus, get an additional 10% off when you buy two or three select major appliances. And when you buy four or more, you'll save an additional 20%. Find the right appliances and features that fit your home's unique needs and style. Shop Maytag 4th of July deals at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Tired of trying diet after diet without results? Mochi Health offers a long-term weight loss solution personalized to your needs. Our board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians provide expert guidance to help you succeed. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medication at an affordable set price delivered monthly. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 for $40 off your first month. That's joinmochi.com.
This is a true crime in real time update from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
I'm Tony Bruschi. Picture this. It's a typical morning on March 31st, 2023. Madeline Kingsbury and Adam Fravel are seen dropping off their two children at daycare, her wearing a familiar plaid jacket, him in white sneakers, and a red bomber hat. But that seemingly mundane morning turns out to be anything but. Hours later, she's gone. Forever. What makes a person walk the tightrope between normalcy and malevolence without anyone suspecting? What internal shifts twist love into violence? And how do we miss the signs when they are right in front of us? Burned laptops, smashed phones, strange behavior, and a daughter asking, "Where's mommy?" These details aren't just unsettling, they're haunting. In this episode, we uncover the newest revelations from inside the courtroom, destroyed evidence, key testimony about behavioral changes, and financial struggles that may have unraveled this relationship. How does one go from co-parent to killer? That's the dark question we need to explore today. The courtroom in Mankato was tense as jurors sat through the 11th day of testimony in Adam Fravel's murder trial. As the prosecution played doorbell camera footage from the morning of March 31st, 2023, a somber silence swept through the room. This was the last known sighting of Madeline Kingsbury alive. In the video, Kingsbury, wearing a dark jacket, walks alongside Fravel as they drop off their two young children at daycare. It's a normal scene, mundane even, but what prosecutors argue next shattered that sense of normalcy. When Fravel returned later that afternoon to pick up the children, he wore different shoes, a detail they say signals something far more sinister. The change from white sneakers to brown boots is no small point. Prosecutors suggest it indicates Fravel may have switched footwear to conceal evidence. To bolster their theory, they point to photos of his original white sneakers, now encrusted with mud, taken when law enforcement searched his home days later. A deeper implication emerges. Was Fravel already trying to cover his tracks? The timeline grows increasingly suspicious with every piece of testimony. Law enforcement officials took the stand next, recounting what they found during two searches of Fravel's parents' home. What started as a standard collection of clothing and electronic items quickly escalated when investigators stumbled upon a disturbing discovery. A pile of smashed electronics dumped in an outdoor trash bin and a melted laptop buried within a backyard burn pit. The prosecution argues these were no accidents. Burned and destroyed, the devices seemed deliberately targeted for destruction. What was on them? Could they contain digital footprints that Fravel was desperate to erase? Investigators could only speculate, but the imagery of mangled, charred technology leaves a lasting impression. More questions arose when police testified about the clothing collected from Fravel's home, garments identical to what he wore in the morning daycare video. Officers described finding mud on his white sneakers and hinted that this might place him somewhere he shouldn't have been, possibly at the location where Kingsbury's body was later found. However, no results from forensic testing on the mud were presented to the jury yet, leaving an air of suspense in the room. Daycare provider Brooke Pulowski testified next, shedding light on a detail that jolted jurors. According to Pulowski, when Fravel picked up his children alone on the afternoon of March 31st, their daughter asked, "Where's Mommy?" It was a question she often asked when only one parent arrived. However, Fravel's response that day was markedly different. Instead of reassuring his daughter that her mother would return from work, as he usually did, Fravel offered a cryptic, unsettling response, "Let's go to Grandma's." Pulowski testified that it was a small but noticeable departure from his usual behavior. The subtle change sent chills through the courtroom, hinting at the psychological weight of the events that may have already transpired. Prosecutors pounced on this point, suggesting it showed that Fravel knew Kingsbury wouldn't be coming back. And Jeremy Lushler, a neighbor, took the stand to describe something unusual from the morning Kingsbury vanished. Her blue minivan, which was typically parked facing the garage, had been backed into the driveway. Lushler testified that this was out of character for the couple, as they rarely parked in this manner. Prosecutors argued that this odd detail fits into a larger narrative, that Fravel was preparing to move Kingsbury's body and backing in the van was part of that plan. Adding to the tension in the courtroom were revelations about Fravel's financial situation. A forensic analysis of bank records showed that by the end of 2021, Fravel's savings had dwindled to just $5.96. Kingsbury, meanwhile, had transferred over $4,000 to him between January and March of 2023 alone. Prosecutors argued that Fravel's financial dependency on Kingsbury and her possible intention to leave the relationship provided a strong motive for murder. Due to the immense public interest and pretrial publicity, Judge Nancy Beitendorp ordered the trial moved from Winona County to Mankato. The relocation reflects the challenge of finding an impartial jury in a case that has captivated the state. The courtroom dynamic has been shaped by this publicity, with spectators closely following each new twist in the proceedings. As the trial progresses, the prosecution builds its case brick by brick, focusing on inconsistencies in Fravel's behavior, the destruction of potential evidence, and subtle but damning details from the hours surrounding Kingsbury's disappearance. Yet the defense holds firm, attempting to poke holes in the prosecution's timeline and arguing that no direct evidence ties Fravel to the murder. Prosecutors also turned attention to Kingsbury's new boyfriend, Spencer Sullivan, who testified that he cooperated fully with the investigation. Sullivan shared that he had been working on the day Kingsbury vanished, with multiple alibis confirming his whereabouts. This testimony adds a layer of complexity, hinting at tensions between Kingsbury and Fravel, who allegedly struggled to come to terms with the end of their relationship. However, the defense subtly hinted at the possibility of other suspects, questioning whether investigators thoroughly explored all avenues before focusing on Fravel. Cross-examination exposed gaps in the timeline, particularly around the discovery of Kingsbury's van and potential delays in police action during the early stages of the investigation. Kingsbury's disappearance set off a massive search effort, with family and friends scouring the Winona area. For 68 agonizing days, there was no trace of her until her decomposing remains were discovered in a remote location south of the city. The medical examiner concluded that she died from homicidal violence, likely by asphyxiation. Jurors were shown photos of Kingsbury's van, which had mud on the driver's side handle, another subtle but incriminating piece of evidence. Sergeant Stephen Reisted, who first photographed the van, testified that while the mud stood out to him, no forensic analysis was presented at the time. This omission becomes another focal point, as the defense argues that the investigation may have overlooked critical steps. The prosecution's strategy now hinges on weaving these seemingly small details into a compelling narrative, one that paints Fravel as a man pushed to the edge by financial strain and personal failure, ultimately resorting to murder. The courtroom in Mankato was still as the testimony continued. The prosecution's strategy relied heavily on piecing together behavior patterns, financial troubles, and digital evidence, offering the jury a narrative suggesting that Adam Fravel's world was unraveling in the months leading up to Madeline Kingsbury's death. One of the more chilling moments came from Special Agent Robert Wilkinson of the Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension, who described the meticulous process of extracting data from Kingsbury's devices. A glimpse into her financial records revealed a troubling dynamic. While Fravel's accounts were nearly depleted, Kingsbury had repeatedly transferred him money, nearly $4,000 within 3 months. On March 31st, the morning she disappeared, Kingsbury even sent him $20 through Apple Cash, moments before she was seen on video dropping off the children. It was these small, intimate exchanges that prosecutors painted as evidence of an unbalanced, dependent relationship. A relationship, they argued, that Kingsbury was trying to escape. Prosecutors emphasized that the couple's relationship had effectively ended, even though they still lived together for the sake of their children. The stress of cohabitating under these circumstances was palpable in text messages and financial exchanges presented in court. The looming move, which Kingsbury had mentioned to their landlord just days before her disappearance, added weight to the theory that her decision to leave was the final straw. The prosecution suggested that the pressure of impending change was too much for Fravel, already strained financially and emotionally. Neighbors painted a picture of a couple that managed to avoid public displays of conflict, though cracks were beginning to show. Jeremy Luckler's testimony about the unusual positioning of Kingsbury's van hinted at forethought, as if Fravel had planned the events that would follow. The timing of Kingsbury's disappearance, the strange behavior from Fravel, and the last video sighting of her on the daycare's doorbell camera all played into the prosecution's carefully constructed timeline. The defense, however, took aim at these narratives, pointing out that there was no direct evidence linking Fravel to Kingsbury's death. They questioned the thoroughness of the investigation, highlighting that no forensic testing results for the mud on Fravel's shoes or the van's door handle had been presented. They also raised doubts about the destruction of the electronics, suggesting it could be coincidental and unrelated to Kingsbury's death. Each witness called to the stand added another layer of intrigue. The daycare provider's testimony about the children asking for their mother struck a chord with the jury, hinting at the emotional toll of the tragedy. The subtle changes in Fravel's behavior, his daughter's innocent questions met with unsettling responses, became a focal point of the trial. These small but telling moments began to build a case not just of guilt, but of premeditation. When Madeline Kingsbury's remains were finally discovered south of Winona, the medical examiner confirmed that she had likely died of asphyxiation, though the specific circumstances remained unclear. This uncertainty left room for the defense to argue that, without concrete evidence tying Fravel directly to her death, the state's case was built on inference and conjecture. Yet the prosecution pressed on, confident that the combination of behavioral patterns, financial stress, and destroyed evidence would be enough to secure a conviction. In the coming days, as more witnesses take the stand, the court will delve deeper into the couple's relationship, the dynamics at play, and the events of that fateful morning. With the jury hanging on every detail, both sides understand the high stakes involved. For Fravel, the outcome of this trial could determine his freedom. For Kingsbury's family, it offers a chance at justice and perhaps some measure of closure. At the heart of this case lies an unsettling question. How does a relationship that starts with shared dreams spiral into something so dark that it ends in death? The evidence presented so far paints a picture not just of a man allegedly overwhelmed by financial and emotional burdens, but of a fragile web unraveling. One decision, one moment, leading to another until the unimaginable happens. Adam Fravel's behavior throughout the trial raises as many questions as it answers. The smashed electronics in the dumpster, the burned laptop in the pit, these are the actions of someone desperate to hide something. But what exactly? Was it fear, guilt, or panic that drove him to try and erase pieces of his life, or does it suggest premeditation? the deliberate elimination of digital traces that could reveal a far more sinister story. The emotional testimony from the daycare provider stays with me. A little girl asking where her mother is, a moment so simple, yet it carries the weight of everything that's been lost. Bravo's response that day, "Let's go to Grandma's," feels like a grim turning point. It's not just about what he said, it's about what he didn't say. And that silence echoes through this trial like a ticking clock, each moment pushing us closer to a verdict. Financial records hint at a deeper unraveling. Was it Kingsbury's looming departure, both emotionally and physically, that triggered a breakdown? It's a scenario we've seen play out in other cases. When control slips away, the need to restore it at any cost becomes overwhelming. But if that's what happened here, it didn't just cost Kingsbury her freedom, it cost her life. Ultimately, this trial is more than just a pursuit of justice. It's a reflection on the fragile nature of relationships, the invisible cracks that form long before the surface breaks. It's about the choices we make, some small, others catastrophic, that define who we become. And the outcome of this case will not only determine Adam Fravel's future, but it will shape the narrative of Madeline Kingsbury's life and death. I'm Tony Bruschi. If you want to stay up to date on this case and others we cover, be sure to subscribe. There's much more to uncover, and we'll be right here, breaking it all down every step of the way.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you've taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Build a polished wardrobe that shows you stay you wherever you go with Mack Weldon. Use code MACK25 for 25% off your first order of $125 or more at MackWeldon.com.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong. The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong. The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer.
Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong. The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong. The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong. The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.